Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to your human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evil come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are in a spiritual battle, and the devil wants to distract us from what is important. He wants to distract us from the things that will help us grow in holiness for ourselves and our families. When St. James tells us that we must be doers of God's word and not hearers only, deluding ourselves, he is challenging us not to be distracted and put lesser things above more important things. This is exactly the circumstance that Jesus finds himself in facing the Pharisees and the scribes. The Pharisees and the scribes had gotten into a habit for a very long time, we'll say about 500 years probably, but it developed over these years, of washing their hands and their pots and their kettles and all of these things as a way of kind of preventing themselves from getting Gentile cooties, okay? They were afraid they were going to catch some spiritual impurity from these people. And how this circumstance developed was like this. God had established the nation of Israel as a leaven for the world. That God revealed himself to these people and set them in the world to bring his message. But what ended up happening was every time the nation of Israel interacted with the Gentiles or the other people, instead of the Jews converting them, sadly, they converted the Jews over to their pagan gods. Ultimately, the nation of Israel fell into collapse, and when they went back, And around the year 500, and they're really in the 400s, they came up with a new plan of holiness. And their new plan of holiness was, we cannot interact with those people out there. In fact, we can't use anything in common with them. We can't go into their houses. We can't touch them. We can't touch anything that they have touched. And that has become their spiritual mentality. And this is the circumstance that Jesus is being very critical of in the gospel today. He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters you from outside can defile a person, but the things that come from within your heart, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed and malice and deceit and licentiousness and envy and blasphemy. And all of these things," our Lord says, "they are in our heart and they are what defile." Now, what does it mean to defile something? To defile something is pure and beautiful and good, and if it is defiled, it becomes rancid and ruined and bad. And so this idea that the soul that God has made to be holy is defiled by sin. To be sure, God has given us the grace. God has given us the truth to aid us on our journey to purity, to Christian perfection. That is our call, to be pure of heart, to be holy through the gift of baptism, through our repentance, through grace and the sacraments and prayer. And you know something? Purity of heart should be very interesting to us. It should be a desire for us. We hear in the Beatitudes from the lips of our Lord Jesus, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." Have you ever heard that before? That's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Now, the flip side of that, the implication is, damned are the defiled of heart. And so to have a pure heart, the problem with the Pharisees is they got distracted and they put less important things before more important things. Don't be a Pharisee, okay? That's my advice to myself and my advice to you. The Pharisees were not interested in interior purity, but in an exterior purity symbolized by the washing of these things. Now, purifying the cups and the jugs and the kettles and those kind of things, that wasn't a bad thing, but it is not the height of sanctity. In fact, what the Jews had done was they took the practices that were supposed to be at the temple, right? Where the temple priests worshiped God and they prepared themselves for the sacrifices that were commanded by God. They had all of this ritual cleansing that they had to do. And the Pharisees said, "Hey, if it's good for them, it's good for us." And they added to the law and they made it more and more complicated and they got distracted. Can you imagine religious leaders getting distracted from the more important things and bogged down? Yeah, so it's like history repeats itself in a sense. The letter of St. James reminds us, do not be deluded. What is a delusion? A delusion is a false belief. A false belief. Now, I could say today is August the 3rd, right? Now, it's not August the 3rd, it's August the 2nd. That's a mistake, okay? That's not really a delusion. A delusion is, I just finished up my 2 years of community college and got my degree in diesel auto mechanics and I made good grades, right? I'm going to Harvard and I'm going to be a rocket scientist in a year from now, right? That's a delusion, okay? It's a false belief about the world and ourselves. And our Lord warns us about being deluded. He says, we must not simply hear his word, but we must do his word. And if we are not doing his word, we are deluded. We have a false belief about our sanctity and our holiness. A delusion, a false belief that going through the motions exteriorly, the Pharisees had a delusion that washing their pots and kettles and beds and not touching the unclean Gentiles, they were deluded in the idea that that was their path to holiness. Recently, I heard of a woman who was very concerned about her relationship with her husband. And I heard that she just asked for prayers. And I wasn't exactly sure why she needed prayers, but it was some time later when I came to find out that she was concerned that her husband was being unfaithful. She was concerned. She knew him very well, but she was watching his life. And she saw exteriorly he was going through all of the motions. He was going to church. He was going to Mass every day. He was receiving Holy Communion. But later she discovered it was all just a show. It was all just on the outside. It wasn't on the inside. He had deluded himself. What is your delusion? What is my delusion? St. James warns us that we must do God's word and not simply hear it. And if we just hear it and we think that we are somehow spiritually secure, we have been distracted and disturbed and we have become lost. We are masters, unfortunately, at distracting ourselves from the spiritual battle that we are in. And it is very real. You and I are in a spiritual battle with the devil. And the devil wants to distract us from what is important and make us focus on the little things that pass, to grow in purity of heart, to grow closer to Jesus, to cast out the demons from our lives. We must have a very real devotion and dedication to some fundamental truths of the gospel. Now, we don't talk a lot about this outside of Lent, but I'm going to remind you of some of the basic practices of our faith. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who just like to be seen praying. When you fast, don't make a show of your fasting. When you give, don't blow a trumpet before yourself so others know that you give. But we must be people who don't just hear about praying, don't just hear about fasting, don't just hear about giving, but that has to be part of our lives. A deep personal spiritual commitment not to be seen doing anything, these things, but doing them. To live in the culture in which we live today, we must pray and fast and give and have a commitment to these things. Recently, you know, on my mind quite a bit is the sorry state of the church in so many ways. And we have to be awake to that reality, not delusional about the spiritual battle that we're in. We have to engage in this fight. And two people that I know, two people on two different occasions came to me, and I served kind of as a spiritual mentor for them in some respects, and they came to me with this interior calling. They say, you know, Father Mike, I'm feeling myself called to fast. I'm feeling myself being called to a place of greater fasting and prayer for the church. I said, amen. Amen. We're all being called to a deeper place of prayer and fasting, to a greater awareness of the spiritual battle that surrounds us, to no longer be deluded by the idea that we can go through this culture without the full armor of God on and not be taken down, not be distracted, not putting the lesser things before the more important things. You know what I believe? I believe it. I am telling you the God's honest truth. I believe that we stand on the threshold of a new day in the church. I believe that we stand on the threshold of a reawakening of the spiritual battle that we are in. Far too long, people have been blinded and distracted, and both clergy and people alike. The church is filled with Pharisees. And so, brothers and sisters, it is time to put the pots and the kettles and the jugs away and get deeply into prayer and fasting, being generous, a life of service, all of these things. And if you think that you're going to survive as a saint in this culture without a deep spiritual prayer life, without regular fasting, without a heart that gives, then you are deluded. You have believed a lie. So, brothers and sisters, we cannot be naive. We are in a spiritual battle. We must know the wiles of Satan. We cannot be unaware of his purposes. So God has given us the beautiful liturgy, the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist. You know, I was talking about that receiving this gentleman cheating on his wife and going through the motions and receiving Holy Communion. You know, there was an exorcist that told a story of having an encounter of exorcising a demon. And he asked the demon a question. And the question he asked was, can the person who is possessed receive communion? And what do you think the demon's answer was? Yes. But you know what the person who's possessed can't do? Can't make a good confession. Can't make a good confession. My brothers and sisters, we are in a spiritual battle, and we cannot be naive, and we cannot live a life of delusion. We must strive to grow in purity of heart for ourselves, me for you, you for your family, all of us for the culture in which we live. We must be doers of God's word, not simply hearers of God's word, deluding ourselves.